cloud systems, PV storage, wind, whatever you're qualified to participate. I don't know if there's a start date from when, and I don't know what that start date is based on. It seems to me that it should be based on interconnection, but there should be a provision.
I think there's a.
I think the regulations address eligibility.
I think there's a derating of resources that were in, that were installed prior to a certain date. They can participate, but not at full rated capacity, I believe, but, or not getting the full credit, rather, but you should look and see.
And from a process standpoint, part of the reason we have public hearings on regulations is the draft regulations, proposed regulations lay out how you're going to, how the department proposes to address such things. So to the point that you wanted to file public comments, that were to make recommendations as to what the reg should or should not do, then the department has the opportunity to review the comments we receive at public hearings and written comments to determine whether adjustments or changes to the regulations as proposed are necessary in the context of those comments. So that's the purpose of the public comment process, is for us to adjust the regulations as needed.
So I would say that I don't know what the derating is, but that we don't need derating, particularly on storage systems, and actually on PV systems too. Because it's based on production. So you already have, you already know what the value is. You're only paying against the value of an asset that's generating. You're not paying on a proposed or calculated value, and I don't think anyway. It has to be metered, right? So if you're metering it, why derate it just because it's been in service for 5 years or 2 years?
In the back, sorry.
Yes, I have a comment. First, actually, I'm noticing that.
Pardon me, can you tell us your name?
Sure.
Thanks.
My name is Elizabeth Humphrey. I live in Northampton, Massachusetts. I am really concerned because it seems like there are a lot of questions. And from what I know, the guidelines that are being followed to create this whole program is actually not even released yet. So it would be really wonderful if you could extend the period of comment for after those guidelines are released to the public, so that our questions could possibly be answered in those guidelines, but also we would have a chance to question the guidelines as well, with some knowledge. And then secondly, I am extremely concerned about biofuel. It's what kind of bio are you meaning to use in the biofuel? Forests cannot be cut down anymore. We know this more and more every day. Science is proving that our forests and old growth forests are extremely important. And new findings are coming up every day. One that comes to mind is the importance of the fungi that thrive in old growth forests. So the whole biofuel thing, what kind of bio are we talking about, for one? And I would like to have our comments extended for when we have more information of what your guidelines are. And that's pretty much it.
Just as a point of clarification, when the department posts guidelines relative to regulatory processes, those guidelines are posted as draft, and we have a comment period on individual guidelines. Typically, that's a 21 to 30 day, depending on the complexity of the guideline, usually no less than 21 days. So an individual guideline, from a process standpoint, we usually publish those. Go to the website, we'll publish on the website, we'll push notification, any email addresses that we have of interested parties in that particular regulation, and then we take comments on the guidelines themselves.
Okay, the thing I have a caution about is the word draft. Like, so if we're commenting on a draft that isn't even actually confirmed as a guideline that you're going to move forward with, how are our comments going to affect that?
So were we to receive no comments on the draft would become final, right? So if that is the department's proposal.
Uh-huh.
If no comments are received, or we don't see internally a need to change it further, then the guideline would go into effect as okay. drafted.
So we have to watch
the
every
department's
single
proposal.
Day for these guidelines to come out, possibly, and then only have 20 days?
The department issues notification when it does that.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments on the Clean Peak regs from the attendees? We will be here till 12. It's department's practice to, when we're through with comments, we don't leave. We'll stay here till 12. So.
Yes.
We just close the proceed, sort of pause the proceeding, if you will, unless somebody identifies. So I didn't introduce myself. I came in late because I underestimated how long it was going to take me to get here. But I'm Ben. I'm part of the legal team at the Department of Energy Resources.
I do have a given the information that the individual guidelines will have comment periods.
Mm-hmm.
It seems premature to comment on the overall plan if all those guidelines are still outstanding, which was part of my earlier comments.
Sure.
So, and it is concerning to think that we have to look for each individual one of those. There should be a more comprehensive way to do it. Either get the guidelines commented on first, and then the overall plan with those guidelines in place. Mm-hmm. Seems like a more logical way to go about it.
I second that.
Well, since you're here, the draft that was published seems to say that eligibility requirements and other details about the participation of demand response resources will be forthcoming and haven't been developed yet or released yet. Do you have any information about when or whether there will be an appropriate period for review and comment after that portion of the draft is actually produced?
I don't know on timing right now.
Okay, but it hasn't yet?
No, sir. Thank you, everyone.
I got caught in that same traffic.